I was delighted to get through to the semi-final. We're not too bothered about being in the final. Of course, we'd have liked to win, but if we had a stronger squad, it would have been great. But to give Lachlan, and if we'd have hoped Matthew, but even Conor McCluskey, you know, the more appearances they get against quality opposition, you know, Donegal are on the road now. I think they're into their 11th year. You know, a very high-profile team, well-established as a top-six team. So they are, you know, Division 1, probably 6-7 years on the bounce, you know. So to come up against them, and even for Oisin in the middle of the field, Paul Cassidy, I thought it had a brilliant workout as well. I thought he kicked 2 outstanding points. For them to get that level of exposure, you know, to be dealing with the likes of Patton's kickouts and the setup on that, and you know, bar we could caught for a couple early on, and we didn't win many of them, but you know, very few teams win many of them. But it's learning how to compete against them, you know. So yes, learning, playing against this quality of opposition, you know, you probably can't have enough of it.
From the outside, I've sort of judged the McKenna Cup on 2 years ago down in Inneskeen, where you realistically weren't anyway close to winning it. I wasn't talking to you after the Monaghan game this year, but you were probably disappointed you didn't win it. You know, is that a mark of the progression?
I know
it's only the McKenna Cup, but that's all you can go on for early season form.
100%, Malley, it is only the McKenna Cup, but if you look at the way our squad competed, the Monaghan game was a poor day, but I can tell you one thing, playing Donegal in Celtic Park was an ultimately depressing Wednesday night for me and for this group. We moved on a lot from them. You know, we had a much stronger team than Donegal had out that day. You know, today we didn't, and we competed. Fair enough, they were the better team today. You know, even you know, allowing for a bad goal, you know, they did miss a number of chances, and they're a more experienced team. But given the way our squad is, you know, I think it's a hell of a lot stronger. You know we've 8 or 9 or 10 really, really good players to come into that, you know, first 18 or 19, you know. And, you know, obviously, you know, your goalkeeper alone, Donegal, didn't play there. They didn't play their second choice keeper today. They played their number one keeper. You know, wee things like that make a massive difference, you know.
Defensively, when Jamie Brennan kicked that ball, it led to the first goal. Before that, you'd been forcing Donegal exactly where you wanted them. And when that ball was sailing through there, that was another case of that.
Yeah.
Is that why the first goal was so frustrating?
It was, yeah. Listen, from
you defended well.
From being 2-0 down, Mal, I think we went 5-2 up, you know, and we're playing all the football. And to be honest, I thought we should have a mark. I think it led directly to that.
Yes, I wasn't sure if it was kicked outside or not.
It's difficult. Obviously, we shout at the referee for we think it, you know, he maybe had a better position, but the boys seemed adamant. You thought it was a mark at that end. But look, it's no excuse for the goal we give away, you know. Obviously, Michael dropped the ball, but even letting the shot away from there, I was a wee bit disappointed in it. But no, we were in good control of that. But listen, we knew we were going to run out of legs in comparison to Donegal's strength. Of, you know, that they named 26 players for a start. We didn't have that, you know. So they did, and they were always going to run strong players on. I think Murphy came on, Brendan McCool came on, Ethan O'Donnell, Niall O'Donnell, all players that had played Championship last year. We just had nothing like that. We had Paddy Tadd, and we're just using this as part of his rehab to go on and tell him not to go flat out. You know, it's a different dynamic, you know.
Going into the league, is there anybody you think you might not have? No, Conor Glass, is that precaution?
Conor Glass could have played tonight.
Yeah.
You know, but we're just making sure he's 100% right. Emmett picked up a wee knock. I'd say that's the only really doubt we have, you know.
Nobody in the out?
No, not at this point in time, no. We expect to have Niall Lachlan, you know. No, I think we should have them all.
Any of them new boys that came in were further along than you maybe thought they were before the McKenna Cup?
I think Lachlan and Matthew are where we need them to be. There's no doubt about that. I think Conor McCluskey's in a really, really good place, you know. So he has them three players. Yeah, and Paul Casty, I think, you know, we give him a role, you know, out the field in the half forward line. I think he's been excellent, you know. You add in, you know, obviously Ethan's going to come back in the team, but, you know, I think Paul's been excellent. You know, we added a couple of good points today in the first half. And, you know, look, it's good to get Shane Heverin on as well. He had one moment of brilliance to get through, you know, possibly could have created a goal chance as well. But he just hasn't had the volume of training. It's just very disappointing for Enda. You know, he started the game brilliantly. Sorry, Enda down.
Funny, I actually forgot to mention that. What a point.
What a point. And even the free, well, you know, the first free was outstanding, you know.
He picked up where Matthew left off.
Picked up where Matthew, yeah. It was a brilliant free. But the quality then of the point from play was outstanding. Listen, picked up a wee hamstring. I have no idea how bad it is. It was tight. I don't think it's too bad. But look, it's unfortunate for him.
So are you happy where you want to be ahead of down then, given it's a week or so?
Aye, listen, what are we now? About 11 or 12 days out from it. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm glad we don't have a game this week. This weekend, you know, we're going to... You know, it's been tough, the three games, and some of them had college games and stuff like that. You know, without the massive strength of the squad, like Donegal, you know, would have a vastly superior, you know, numbers of squad. You know, they're a machine going 11 years now. Yeah. With a massive desire. You could even see the condition of Oran Ferry McFadden there, you know, Ethan O'Donnell coming on, you know, Paul Brennan, players like that, Caelan McGonigal. You know, we need more players of that. We've more than we did have, but we need more than that, you know. And, you know, with the way the league is based, you need 24, 25 players ready to go, you know.
The fact you went for so much youth, looking back on it, are you happy with that? Are you happy with that call?
Oh, I am. Listen, I knew it reduced our chances of winning down here massively.
Yeah. But I mean, in general.
Oh yeah, no, I am happy. To be honest, I think they're the next best players. You know, I've been to, you know, myself and the management team have seen an awful lot of club championship, and just think them players are better quality. And I think, you know, Matthew and Lachlan showed it today. I believe in Owen McAvoy, I believe in Mark Doherty, you know, and they haven't seen much good time. Enda started to show it, you know, today as well. Obviously young Dan Higgins really hasn't got a go at it. He's had a couple of wee niggly injuries as well, but I do believe that they're the way forward for us, and they're the next county players for us, you know.